B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
What you need to know if you're traveling today. Mariah Carey holds 3 Guinness World Records and new movies out in theaters today. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Omarion has kept quiet, but little did we all know he was planning his petty.
Leroy had your sports.
And what could be better than a big meal in football? There's absolutely nothing. Let's celebrate with a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But first, well, if you are hitting the road today, get out there early because the busiest time is going to be between 4:30 and 6 p.m. Few things to keep in mind on 93, the HOV lane will have extended hours from 1 to 8 p.m. It'll be closed Thursday and Friday. Now, if you're taking the T, the Silver Line will have service between South Station and Logan Airport terminals every 10 minutes. Service is free from Logan to the Seaport District and South Station. If you are flying out of town, parking will be tight at the airport, and MassDOT suggests using the T, Logan Express, or Water Shuttle. If you're using Uber or Lyft, drop-offs between 4 and 10 a.m. will be on the lower level.
Yo, yesterday was disgusting at certain points.
Oh, my God.
I have a cousin. She works in Chelsea, like on the Chelsea-Everett line.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents live in Everett on the Chelsea-Everett line. It's 5 minutes, maybe, of a drive from her job to my parents' house. She went to my parents' house. It took her an hour. To go 5-minute ride. Insane.
Oh, yeah. It's bad. Mariah Carey is the queen of Christmas and now holds 3 Guinness World Records because of it. Her All I Want for Christmas Is You holds 3 official records. Highest charting holiday song on the U.S. Hot 100 for a solo artist. Most days on the U.K. Singles Top 10 for a Christmas song. And most streamed track in 24 hours on Spotify for a female artist.
Oh, good for you.
I love that song. And a couple of new movies hitting theaters this weekend. Queen and Slim, I saw it. Oh, my God, it is so, so good. It stars Daniel Kaluuya and Jodie Turner-Smith. They're on their way home. I don't want to give too much away because it was one of those movies I was glad I didn't know too much. But it's basically,
Giving it away, Pebbles. Trust me.
This couple that's on their home from a first date, they get pulled over and things spiral out of control and they end up on the run. And, oh, my God, it is just heartbreaking. My friend and I had to, like, go sit and have a drink and eat something after it. I can't handle this.
That's good.
Also, there's Knives Out starring Daniel Craig as a private detective investigating the murder of a mystery writer who gets killed, celebrating his 85th birthday with his family. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, we should have seen this coming. R. Kelly's alleged girlfriend is a fake. I told you guys earlier this week that somebody had opened up a Patreon account claiming to be Jocelyn Savage, telling all kinds of graphic details about how R. Kelly treated her. And up until yesterday, Patreon was trying to verify the identity of who opened the account. Well, they were unable to prove that it was indeed Jocelyn, so they shut it down and they refunded the 2,000 people who signed up with the membership fee.
Yeah, the only people who are not coming out against them are ex-girlfriends. He's like an amazing boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's a really, really bad cult leader, but just the best boyfriend ever.
He promised and he delivered. The Weeknd is back.
Oh,
you're probably wondering why he is number 2 trending in Boston on Twitter right now. The Weeknd, you were probably wondering too, you know, depending on what kind of songs he was putting out this week, which Weeknd we were going to get. Were we going to get the In Love, Sensitive, I Feel It Coming Weeknd, or the cocaine doing sex with models girlfriend, sex with models Weeknd? And his single Heartless, we found out which one real quick.
It's no not November.
No,
that's not it. I'm sorry.
Crap on.
I'm sorry.
Put it on.
You want the Weeknd song?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This
is different for the Weeknd.
No.
I like this. I like this way he's going.
Play it, damn it.
What do you say?
Please, Heartless. Let's go.
This is like the way I talk to my 2-year-old.
I'm heartless.
It's
disappointment after beans, greens, and potatoes.
No. Some lines in the song, running through the mussy like need a dog pound, and so much mussy, it be falling out the pocket, talking about doing amphetamines and having all kinds of drugs and stuff. It's just great. I love this weekend. It's so great. Anyways, of
it's
course.
It's going to suck when he eventually realizes he has a drug problem and goes into rehab,
right?
And then his music is terrible.
No. And this, of course, all leads up to Friday's release of Weeknd's next single called Blinding Lights. Can't wait for that. And everyone's been wondering why Omarion has been so quiet after his bandmate and friend Lil Fizz started dating his baby's mom, April. And it seems like Omarion's been unbothered by the whole thing, which he may be, but he also may have been planning his next move, which he unveiled yesterday, conveniently enough, on Lil Fizz's birthday. You'll remember earlier this year, B2K embarked on their Millennium Tour. They made about $5 million from it. Well, Omarion has announced the reincarnation of the Millennium Tour without B2K. In 2020, the Millennium Tour will feature Omarion, Bow Wow, Soulja Boy, and the Ying Yang Twins. And in case you're wondering, Jay Boog from B2K pretty much made it clear that Lil Fizz did ruin everything and that they would still be touring if it wasn't for him.
Wow. That was so impressive. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was. Good for him. Good. It's like, hey, here we go. You're losing out on another $5 million.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to mess with your money.
Right? All right. Here's a very drunk Leroy with sports.
Hey, listen.
Second, Leroy, before you start, Derek, what do you have to say to Leroy?
Hey, good morning, Get Up Crew. I just wanted to wish y'all a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
All right, I guess I got to take a swig because he said happy Thanksgiving.
Hold on. Every time someone says Thanksgiving, Leroy takes a shot.
Yes.
This dude is
Hennessy.
Jacked up right
now. Yes. There's only two things that are this black man's kryptonite. Oh, that's ashy hands and a bottle of Hennessy.
Very
this
nice.
This sports support is going to be amazing.
All right, let me get into it. Everyone loves when David beats Goliath, and it happened last night in sports. Duke, the number one team in college basketball, was a 27.5-point favorite over Stephen F. Austin. I've never heard of that school.
Damn.
No one else has ever heard of that school. But Goliath, Duke, they fell 85-83 in overtime.
Whoa.
It was the largest upset in 15 years in Division I men's basketball.
What's the name of the school?
It's Stephen F. Austin.
That sounds like an accountant.
it sounds like a pro wrestler.
It sounds like an ESPN reporter.
Right?
Stephen A. Smith.
The Bruins were in the belly of the beast, and it didn't matter. David Pastrnak got his second hat trick of the season. And when I say they beat down the Habs, they beat down the Canadians 8-1. It was ugly. They took care of them. And for the third year in a row, former Patriot Richard Seymour is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He deserves to get in. I really do believe this. He won 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots. We all know that. He was named to the NFL's All-Decade Team for the 2000 and was a 7-time Pro Bowler. Time to get him in. Now, Bruins Senators tonight at 7. Celtics Nets without Kyrie. He punked out on this one. That goes down at 7. And for Thanksgiving, you got the Bears Lions at 12:30, Bills Cowboys at 4:30, Saints and Falcons at 8:20.
What's that game?
At 8:20.
For what though?
Saints Falcons. Thanks. Another swing swag on the.
Pebbles is so mad at you.
Because
we need to join on in.
No, we gotta explain afterward. No.
Okay.
I'm like, the more he drinks, the more I'm just like, damn it.
Gotta wipe my lips. They're a little wet right now. I gotta give a huge shout out, right? To all the high school football players who will play tomorrow. You gotta give them especially my own flesh and blood. Number 36, Leroy, aka Slime Lee, who plays for Dover Sherborn.
Slime Lee.
That's a Young Thug reference. They'll take on Medfield. So go Raiders. And my boy, number 81, Xavier, aka Doobie, who plays for Swamp Scott. They'll take on Amherst. Go Big Blue. And I'm fired up right now, and that's just sports.
Oh, God. Well, your good news today, this one will get you all in your feelings.
Jesus.
Louis Amundson was having a discussion with his 10-year-old daughter about bullying when she asked him if he ever bullied someone in school. So he reluctantly said yes, and it also got him to get in contact with Chad Morissette. So Chad was someone that he teased and was mean to in junior high. So he reached out to him and told him about his discussion with his daughter and how he had to say yes when asked if he had bullied. So he said, what came to mind, he sent him a text, what came to mind is how crappy and mean I was to you when we were in junior high. I want to apologize. If we lived in the same state, I would apologize to your face. I don't even know if you remember, but I do, and I am sorry. Mm. Well, he did get a response from Chad saying, I'm quite moved by this. Thank you and accept your apology. Wow. In 20 years, you are the only person to apologize for being a bully to me when we were younger. I hope you can proudly tell your daughter that you have apologized for it and that we are good. It's amazing what 20 years and children can do to us. No, thank you again, and I hope you stand up to bullying anytime you see it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.